Hello and welcome to Navigating Nursing. My name is Laura Whitehead and I'm your host. I'm a qualified adult nurse, a critical care nurse, lecturer, senior fellow of the Higher Education Academy and a doctoral student, and welcome to Navigating Nursing. And I'm joined today by Lieutenant Emily Williams, who is a registered nurse and hospital officer. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to take you right back to the beginning. Why did you decide that you wanted to be a nurse?
So my mum's been a nurse for over 25 years and she's had many different nursing roles. So she started off working in community care and then worked in minor injuries. She's worked in a prison and she's currently a bloodborne virus specialist nurse.
Oh, wow, she's really done everything.
She really has, yeah. And I really liked what a valued career she has. She's never been bored. She's always enjoyed it. She's worked really hard, but she's always enjoyed everything she's done.
And you qualified in 2017, and then you did a different kind of ward rotation, MAU, trauma and orthopaedics, and surgical. I know now that people doing rotations when they first qualify is a lot more common than it used to be. How did you find that kind of moving around different specialities as a newly qualified nurse?
Yeah, so I think that's what attracted me most to wanting to join the Navy was the rotation, because I just had to join up to the Royal Navy as a nurse and they would sort the rotation for me, as opposed to myself sort of going for a job in MAU and then going for another job in surgical and then another job elsewhere. It was tricky in that you are constantly learning and you are spending 3 months in an area before you then move on. But it was no different to sort of student nursing. Over the three years I got used to going on different placements. So it was just the same as that, really.
And what made you decide that you wanted to join the Navy as a nurse?
So I went to a careers fair as part of university. So me and my sister did our student nursing through Staffordshire University at Shrewsbury Hospital, and we went off to a careers fair and they got many different organisations there. My brother's actually in the Royal Navy, so we went up to their stand and sort of said, "Oh, hi, our brother's in the Navy." And we got chatting to them about the different opportunities. It just sounded like something really different, something that I hadn't really ever considered. I'd done my nurse training at our local hospital, and it was the same hospital that my mum worked at, and it was where I was going to go and get a job after. And I thought, well, here's an opportunity to go out and sort of see the world and see some different places. So yeah, I jumped at the chance.
And then you've also been deployed to Norway, and then you were also deployed as part of the rapid response COVID team. How did you find that part of your career?
Yeah, so Norway was amazing. So we went out as Commando Forward Surgical Group. And we went out with some Marines and we set up a surgical facility so that we could look after any casualties should there be any. We did all the same cold weather training as all the Marines, and it was really good. We had to do survival training. We had to do sort of the jumping in the ice drills, all that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
It was just a really amazing opportunity. And we were sleeping out in 10-man tents with like the Northern Lights over our head. Wow. It was really good. Yeah. And then on returning home, COVID had hit. And I was nominated to be 2IC of the COVID Rapid Response Transfer Team. So a group of military nurses worked in the hospital and had to organise the transfer of patients from ED, where they were coming in and getting screened, to the COVID ward safely or down to critical care.
And from that, you received a 3-star commendation. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was quite a surprise. So the team sort of disbanded and I went and worked in critical care, and then I was informed of my 3-star commendation, which was really nice.
Yeah, really nice. And did you know at that point before kind of COVID that you wanted to work in critical care? Was that something that you were aware of?
So on joining up, I knew that I had options to specialise, the main ones being critical care, emergency department or primary health care. Critical care was not something I'd ever done before, so it was the rapid response transfer team that sort of opened my eyes to it, and I jumped at the opportunity to be able to go and work there as soon as the team disbanded.
And you've done quite a lot of further study in critical care. So you've done the principles of critical care, you've done critical care in practice and physical assessment, and then you've also done the transfer module and the professional nurse advocacy. How have you found doing postgraduate qualifications?
So I was really nervous. I'd only ever studied at level 6 before, so studying at level 7 made me nervous. I thought it might be quite a jump up. I'm also dyslexic, so that also made me a little bit nervous, but actually I found it really, really good. So the three modules I did as part of my specialism year, I worked up at Bristol Royal Infirmary and studied with University West of England alongside, and that went really smoothly. And then on returning, I picked up two more modules over the summer whilst working, which was trickier because I had more things to juggle. As I was back in sort of out of the training margin, back as part of held at readiness for operations and things and exercises. But I managed to make it work and juggle it all. And I just really like pushing myself. The opportunity to the transfer course is really useful for my deployed role. And the professional advocacy role is really helpful towards my role as an officer. It's all about sort of supporting other staff and encouraging them and supporting them to push themselves.
And have you got any advice for anyone that's interested in critical care?
Yeah, so I'd advise anyone thinking of becoming a critical care nurse just to go and do a placement within the department. Like I say, it was never something that I had considered sort of as a student nurse, but as I joined the military and saw what different specialisms we could go to, it was something that really interests me. It was something I'd never done before. And I think unless you're down working in critical care, it's really hard to know what it's like. So yeah, go down to critical care, get a placement, see the environment. It's really hard, obviously, treating critically ill patients, but it's also really rewarding. And there's a lot of opportunities for critical care nurses within the military, particularly within the Royal Navy in terms of like deployment opportunities. And I think that was also something that sort of drove me to critical care.
And have you got any advice for anyone that is interested in joining the military, specifically the Navy?
Particularly the Navy, I would tell them to go to careers fair or go into your local Armed Forces Career Centre and just have a word with people about what the opportunities are. I think there's so many different opportunities within nursing, and the military and particularly the Royal Navy is definitely a field that opens up lots of different avenues and is something so different from, you know, the usual standard nurse training.
And have you got any advice for any newly qualified or student nurses at the moment?
So I would just advise them to look into different career opportunities. The military, joining the military as a nurse is so different from anything else that you would have experienced through like your nurse training. I think for me, like the opportunities to do the rotation, the training, the education and the travel are unlike anything else that I had on offer. Being a nurse in the military, obviously, it isn't easy. You face lots of challenges, but it's also really rewarding. And given the chance, I would join the military and I'd join the Royal Navy all over again.
And last but not least, where do you see your career going? What are your aims for the future?
So I'm currently a hospital officer on RFA Argus, and I'll remain in this job role for the next few years. But in the future, I'd really like to become a senior nursing officer for our maritime deployed hospital group, so that I'm able to further support Royal Naval capabilities. And then I believe my sort of deployed experience that I've gained throughout my career so far will greatly assist me with it.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Emily. And thank you so much for sharing your career and your journey and your advice to all of my listeners.
Thank you.